Oh, hey, man.
Hey.
What's up over there?
Hey, James. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Oh, you know. You know how good I usually am.
Yep, I know. You're always really good.
You know I am.
You always love buying and building the model kits.
You know I always love to buy and build the model kits.
Hey, everyone. It's episode, fill in the blank, of Action Features.
75.
So is this 75?
Yep.
We were supposed to do something special for 75.
We were supposed to. Yeah, but we failed.
We're a week late, too. It's a double whammy.
Hey, we're allowed to fail once in a while.
Yeah.
I think this is the only time we've ever done anything wrong on this show.
I can't think back to any episodes that didn't go as planned.
No, I can't either.
They've all been successes.
They've all been groundbreaking. So, you know, people can't complain too much.
They can't complain at all.
They won't complain.
No, they won't complain. So, Mike, what are we going to talk about in this episode?
Well, James, first we're going to talk about several new trailers that have been released.
There's a lot of new trailers out there.
We're going to talk about...
Bless you.
Excuse me. We're going
to... You alright?
I got to regain my composure.
Yeah.
We're going to talk
about...
Should
we start over?
Okay. We're going to talk about some fellas in Hollywood. It's got my man James all riled up.
Oh, you know it.
It's mostly a trailer-centric
episode. It's really a trailer-centric episode, because it's... I mean, we're going to be having heavy discussions on one trailer in particular.
First of all, my mom had sent these in, and I didn't try them.
I ate most of them.
You ate the whole box.
I don't know if Matt had any or not, but...
Somehow I doubt it. Welch's PB&J Bite-Sized Snacks. This is a...
It's good.
It's a peanut butter bite with a
jelly
with
inside.
With a dehydrated jelly inside.
Mm-hmm.
Not too... Tastes exactly what
they're rolling all over the table now.
Exactly like what you would think.
Yeah, I like them.
My mom loved them. She said, "Oh, you have to try these."
She got a bunch of peanut butter stuff all at once. She got us the peanut butter cream pies.
Yep.
The peanut butter Welch's snacks and a Nutter Butters. All at once, didn't she? Didn't she do all
that? Yeah, she did.
It was like a peanut butter trifecta.
Yeah, she loves the peanut butter.
I'm glad. I love peanut butter.
I love peanut butter too.
I'm all about peanut butter.
You did. I love the effort, Mom.
Yeah, she did really good.
Love the effort.
That was great. The most successful of the three was the peanut butter cream pie.
I gotta tell you,
those are great.
With the PB&J snacks that I just had, it tastes like a PB&J without the bread.
Yeah, it does.
So
yeah,
I'm glad you like them and had them.
I had them. They were in there.
Did you finish off that pack?
No, I'm not gonna finish off the pack.
That's not for me.
I don't want it.
Who's gonna have it?
You opened them. You're gonna eat them.
I'm not gonna eat them. I just want to try one.
Okay. I'll eat this one.
Okay.
There's one on the table.
Maybe we could send the remainder to a devoted listener.
I gotta tell you, now I've eaten one, I'll probably finish off this pack if you can't.
Okay, sorry, listeners.
Listener. You snooze, you lose. Losers, weepers, rancors, keepers.
That's right.
It's good. We're going to be talking about those trailers for a while, I think. So.
Yeah. I have some things written
down. Yeah, is there anything else you want to talk about?
I read this. This is a thing today on Yahoo. It's kind of a funny... You know, usually they have, like, they'll have the article title, and then they have a brief description, and then there's another summary of the article.
Yeah.
That is also the link to the article. So it said in the description, I quote, some fans are expressing dismay at the lack of Black Widow products with hashtag Where's Black Widow. This is about Black Widow products, none of Black Widow products. And the link, the highlighted link at the end of the description was Thor hoodies not wanted. I don't know who wrote that, but kudos to them. I was laughing about it. I'm thinking about Thor hoodies, and I'm thinking about Thor in general.
Yeah.
Just kinda like,
his merchandise kind of sitting around.
Yeah, he's kind of waiting for people to pick up some Thor stuff.
He's in the aisles at the toy stores, and kids are picking up the Hulk hands and the Captain America shields and the Iron Man repulsors. He's like, hey, guys, there's my hammer's up there. I don't know if you...
I have a hammer.
I wonder if you're worthy enough to hold it. Why don't you try?
Why
don't you give it a shot? Hey, look, you can hold it. Why don't you put that in the cart instead? They don't.
They don't do it.
No. Thor merchandise is the last one to sell.
Thor hoodie's not wanted.
Not wanted.
I don't want a Thor hoodie.
I don't either.
I can't even picture it. What's it look like? It's got circles on it?
Given my choice between the big four Avengers,
yeah,
Thor's going to be my last pick.
That's
any
right.
kind of Thor merchandise is going to be my last pick.
That's right.
I'm going to take Cap or Iron Man first.
That's right.
I'm going to take Hulk. And then I'm going to take Thor.
That's right. As far as Black Widow merchandise, I would like to see some more made available for girls, but I don't know how many young girls are actually...
That into Black Widow?
Really dying for...
I don't know.
There's somebody wants it because they have a hashtag about it.
There's a hashtag. You don't get that for just nothing.
You can't just throw a hashtag out
you
for
can't.
Nothing. It has to... You know, it costs a lot.
You know, speaking of Black Widow, there was the whole Jeremy Renner, Chris Evans thing.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Where they were interviewing them, and they were talking about the Black Widow character, and how she kind of has sort of seemingly had a relationship with Cap, sort of got it going on, and then Hawkeye, it seemed like they had something going on, and now it seems like Bruce Banner's got it going on. And so Jeremy Renner, joking around, made these comments about the Black Widow character maybe being a bit on the promiscuous side. Mm.
Off the cuff, too.
Off the cuff. They were just joking. They were laughing and, you know, just a joke. And, of course, people got offended. How dare they shame the Black Widow character like that? That's terrible. That's terrible. They should apologize. And so they had to apologize to this fictional character for saying a joke about it.
Right.
Our world is messed up, man.
That's crazy.
That is insane. That you have to apologize for offending a fictional character now.
Yes, we talked about this. Who really was offended? Are they worried about Scarlett Johansson?
Because she doesn't care. You know that she's thinking...
Care.
She's probably laughing, too. Like, that's funny.
Those guys work with her.
Yeah.
And not only that, but it's obviously a joke.
It's
obviously
a joke.
It's a way that people joke around, you know, amongst themselves, amongst friends. That's silly.
It was ridiculous. And I understand why they had to apologize, because... It's the world we live in.
I really feel
the
like they had to. I wish they wouldn't, because every time
I wish they wouldn't too.
Every
time
somebody
we do that,
does, it's,
it makes it okay.
Yeah, it's
that's insane to me.
Somebody needs to set some of these people down and explain to them what a joke is.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Explain.
Nobody got offended because you know what? She's a fictional character.
You need to explain that if somebody does get offended, it's still not their problem. You know, everybody. You can't make everything not offensive to anybody. Otherwise, you just have vanilla ice cream.
Exactly.
You know what? I'm offended by strawberry.
What about the little girls that love Black Widow? Well, I'm pretty sure the little girls that love Black Widow aren't sitting there and watching an interview with Jeremy Renner and Chris Evans from this site or whatever.
I'm sure they're not.
And that's going to kill her love of the Black Widow character, hearing them say that. Come on.
If it's a little girl, I mean, maybe you shouldn't let your little girl
watch a PG-13 action movie.
If you're so worried about it.
That was frustrating.
Well, it's about to get more frustrating, I'm afraid, for some of this.
Yeah.
What else? I mostly...
Well, I mean, a lot has happened since the last show.
I can't even remember all the trailers that were shown. I mean,
I wrote them down. The Fantastic Four trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Batman vs. Superman.
That's right.
The Force Awakens. And I think that was the big three. I don't remember another big one.
Let's end on the good one.
Yeah, we'll definitely end on the good one. I do want to talk about something else, Star Wars, because Celebration happened. And we'll be talking about that a little bit because the trailer.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about the toy side of things. Hasbro was there, and they showed basically nothing new. They showed one new 6-inch figure and the new packaging for the 6-inch figures,
mm-hmm.
but nothing else.
Yeah.
And all the interviews and such were all, we can't really reveal anything until fall. Everything, we can't talk about anything for the fall. No talking about anything but the plans for the fall. Can't really reveal anything based on the fall. It was just, it's like, why even be there? For one thing,
you
don't have anything. And I understand that there's a Force Awakens embargo on everything, so you can't show it. But isn't there a product that's not tied to Force Awakens that you can maybe show? Like
apparently,
classic trilogy figures or something?
Apparently not.
I guess it's because of the packaging, or maybe, you know, that's Force Awakens related.
I
don't get it.
My thought was they were just so, maybe just kind of swamped with getting that ready that they have not... They've gotten all the original trilogy stuff out and all the Rebels stuff. And it's just going to be left alone until after the movie. But the thing about that stuff is all that stuff is come and went. I mean, it's gone. Everything on Hasbro Toy Shop is sold out.
They put it all into eBay. They cleared it out, and they put it on their eBay store.
What?
It's on there. It's on the Hasbro Toy Shop eBay store. And it's discounted from what it was on the Hasbro Toy Shop.
Huh.
And, you know, like the last wave of Legends, the Saga Legends are selling great. The last wave has been put under the clearance at Target because they're getting ready to do a reset, and I'm not even sure if they're going to have a Star Wars section after this is all said and done, because it's going to be 4 months without any product.
Right.
Why would you just have empty pegs for 4 months?
Seems like they'd want to get out. There was one of the two of those waves were
barely hit.
Yeah,
like yeah. Well, both of them were barely seemed like they showed up, and the two waves of Mission Series were like boom, boom, right in a row, and those are barely showing up. So it's just going to be nothing but my wife's calling me. Hang on one second. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead and take it. I'm just going to say, by the way, with some phone. You know, some of these people are
I'm on the podcast
complaining about this about these
what's up
these figures again, and you know that
they
James
can all
and I
hear me talking
them.
To you.
Oh boy.
All right. Was it important?
You know that James and I love them. Some people have said that these are peg warmers and they're killing.
Love you, bye.
Driving collectors away and things like that. And I think that's,
all right, I'm back.
That's an absurd point because these things are flying off the shelves. At least where we are, we can't.
There's nothing there.
It's a commodity.
Well, I'm seeing all these pictures online too that they're just empty pegs. There's nothing but empty pegs.
Right.
There's some straggler Black Series 6-inch figures. But there's no Mission Series, and there's no... Even, like, the peg warmers for Mission Series, like the Wookiee 2-pack and stuff, that's even going away
those
now.
Those are gone now.
Even those are drying up.
Yeah. So, so somebody's buying them.
The kids are buying... Tons of kids are buying them, that's for sure.
I'm glad that kids are buying
Me
them.
Me too, man. Yeah. I think they're great figures and a great price.
I do too.
So, to for all those just to be gone and then have 4 months with
nothing,
no product,
yeah.
Stores are not just going to have just empty pegs. They're going to either take that space
or...
Hasbro's going to have to send them something to have in that spot.
Maybe stores are sort of anticipating, and they've... I can't imagine what they would fill it with because there's nothing else
There's
out.
Nothing else.
But,
Can you imagine that, though? That we're going to have maybe a time here where there's going to be no Star Wars in stores? That's crazy.
I can imagine.
Like, not even a spot for it. Just like...
Right.
I mean, Toys R Us has like an entire aisle devoted to Star Wars still.
Right.
And if there's no product to put on their shelves, then... That aisle's going to have to go to something else.
It seemed kind of stagnant for a little while, although there was a bunch of stuff around still.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to have nothing. It might be kind of nice, actually, to have
It's been the first time since, like, 1995 to not have Star Wars on the shelves.
Yeah, have it clear, and then all of a sudden the movie figures hit.
It would be kind of neat.
It would be kind of neat.
To have a big, big push for the movie and that line and have kind of a big event where Star Wars comes back to toy stores, you know? Even if it's just a few months, it would be kind of neat because that was the feeling in 95 that we had that had been gone for stores for so long. And here's Star Wars back at toy stores.
Yep.
That'd be kind of neat.
You didn't care if it was a monkey face Leia.
I didn't care. I was so excited about that line.
Wow, it was Leia. This is a Princess Leia figure.
That's a Princess Leia. We should do a whole podcast on that line.
I would love to.
We should totally do that.
All right.
Share memories, favorite figures, least favorite figures.
Next episode 76.
Maybe that's what we'll do.
Why not? What else are we going to do?
Nothing.
Complain about new movies?
We do need to... Bill Tackett posted that what we would choose is our action features if we were figures, and I forgot to think about it before this episode.
Mm.
So we will definitely talk about that in the next episode. So maybe it'll tie in.
I did think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I concluded.
Don't.
Came to a conclusion
don't.
Yet.
Don't.
Should I say it now?
Don't. No. I said no.
Should I say it?
Don't do that, because I don't know it. This cheese is sure far away.
Do reveal it on this podcast, is what you're saying.
This cheese is sure far away from me.
Oh.
I think you may have done that on purpose.
Cheddar Jack.
You knew that I was sitting over here.
Playing keep away.
All right. Okay, so is that everything we need
to know? That's most of the stuff. Before we get into the big three trailers,
yeah,
I want to say there's a new Jurassic World clip or trailer every single week, if not every other day.
It's overboard again.
And come on, guys. You're show the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to show the whole thing. And same thing with Avengers. There's been so much stuff.
I was just about to say, it's not as bad as Avengers.
I don't know if I said it on the last podcast, but we talked about it definitely. You know, Nate and I went and saw Furious 7, and there was a Avengers trailer.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I'd seen it, and I did not realize that I had not yet seen a trailer for that movie, and I didn't realize that it was not yet even out.
Yeah.
I thought that it had already been
it's
out.
It's still not out.
I know.
It comes out tomorrow? Day after tomorrow?
Yeah.
May 2nd, May 1st? I don't know.
So... It's just...
it's too much. It was advertised for way too long.
So much stuff.
You know, there's such a thing as building hype for a movie, and then there's overhyping the movie.
Well, that's...
And I feel like they overhyped that movie.
Yeah, it's fueled by the... Just the internet and the way that everybody needs clicks, and everybody seems to now be competing with other films. And that brings me to the... Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah, don't go there yet. There's something I was going to just say here. I did read yesterday that Jurassic World, they're going to ignore the last two movies.
Why not?
Why not? You know?
I ignore the last two movies all the time.
They said, you know, the other two movies happened on a different island anyway.
Right.
So we're just going to treat it as this is a direct sequel to Jurassic
Park.
You
wouldn't have to talk about it.
Don't talk about it.
You don't have to talk about it.
Just going to go right into it. I like that.
Stuff happened with Ian Malcolm. It's none of their business.
I love Ian Malcolm.
I do too. But
stuff happened with Alan Grant. I love Alan Grant. I don't need to know anymore.
Yeah, every time a movie comes up, do you have to bring up old characters?
No.
No, you don't.
No.
That's okay. That's okay. Also, another one is Fury Road, which I'm kind of on the...
That was the other trailer.
I'm on the, oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, there's a new one that's been released, and they're saying the new trailer is the best one yet. And I'm thinking, like, there's been four trailers.
Really?
Yeah.
That other new trailer just hit recently.
Maybe that's the one they're talking about, but it was a new thing. It was,
wow.
I just saw it today.
Because that last trailer was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. So let's talk about that one.
Okay. Start there.
I think it looks great, man.
Yeah.
That's like a trailer where I had to catch my breath afterwards. Like, it was intense.
I think that's what's worrying me about it.
Yeah. It's too intense?
It's keeping me from, like... I've not decided if I want to see it because I think Tom Hardy looks very acceptable, if not great as Mad Max. I mean, he's not Mel Gibson.
He's not Mel Gibson, but
it's great. There's a lot of cool cars in it. They got
a lot of cool, crazy looking characters like in Road Warrior.
Yeah, the look of it is like spot on. I think it looks like it's filmed real well and everything.
Yeah.
But man, it just looks like it's going to be frazzled. I don't want to walk out of a theater being frazzled.
I was saying to my dad when I talked to him about
sensory overload. Almost,
yeah,
you know?
I said I feel like I'm going to need to take a nap after watching this movie. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be winded.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to be out of breath after the movie's over, which could be fun, you know. But it also could be too much.
It could be. What cracks me up is there's that shot with the guy in
the guitar. The guy with the guitar thing.
He's got a big tall stack.
It's crazy. It's crazy, but it's Mad Max crazy. You know what I mean?
He did it.
There was in Thunderdome. There was the Master Blaster and stuff. That was weird and crazy and odd. And there was the Golden Youth or whatever and Road Warrior. Some weird stuff.
He's really
going on.
Stepped it up a notch. And if it was somebody else who didn't do the other movies, I would say, oh man, they're kind of jumping the shark.
But it's him.
But it's him, and so he gets to do whatever he wants.
He does whatever he wants because it's still his.
I was
vision.
Hoping he would take it back to
more like Mad Max
and have it be sort of, you know, the subtle story. But you know.
But if you take it as one building on another, it would keep getting crazier, you know?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll probably see it with my dad.
It's his vision. It's his thing that he's been wanting to do for a long time, so...
Charles wants to come in if we do a Mad Max episode, which I think he would...
That's
he loves
right.
Mad Max.
Yes, he does.
So he should definitely come in if we...
Charles is the road warrior.
He is the road warrior.
He's on the road all the time.
He's on the road all the time. Yeah. Yep.
On the road again.
Yep. He. If we want to get that tanker, we need to go to him.
We need to have him
drive. Come to me.
Okay.
All right, so that was a good one. That was a good trailer. Then we had the Fantastic Four trailer.
Yeah.
And this is very much a case of lowered expectations. Where people are like, you know what? I thought it was going to be worse than that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be terrible, and it wasn't terrible.
Right.
Okay, that doesn't mean it's good.
Right.
If you see this trailer, and your expectations are so lowered for Fantastic Four that you were okay with the trailer, you still have to remind yourself that that movie does not look like the Fantastic Four, and it does not look very good.
Yes.
It's... That thing is horrible!
That's the... Yeah. Well, that's... I had no expectation whatsoever.
I don't either.
And, yeah, the trailer, to me, I was like, well, that, you know, it doesn't look as bad
as I thought.
But if I think about what it's supposed to be, or what I think of as the Fantastic Four, it doesn't fit in that. It's heated up, as we say.
Oh yeah,
it's been given the heat treatment.
Oh, it's definitely been Chicago heated.
Chicago heat.
Yeah,
which means it's dumbed down for a broader general
and it's
audience.
It's been become more relevant to today's society.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're trying to make everything.
Yeah.
It's more relevant to today's audience. That's no thanks. I want a comic book movie to actually feel like the comic book it's based on.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's crazy that with each successive version of the thing, they're getting worse. I thought that the Roger Corman unreleased thing was a pretty good thing. Like, that looked like the thing. And then we got to the newer movies, and that looked weird. Like, it looked just strange. It was a very weird costume and a very weird facial expression and just... weird. And now we've got this one that's like a CGI Rockman that reminds me of the booted Rockman from Star Trek V.
Mm.
It just looks bad. I don't think he looks good at all. They should have got The Rock to play.
Why not get The Rock to play?
Maybe he just turns into The Rock.
He turns into Dwayne The Rock
Johnson.
He turns
into Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which isn't a bad thing. Like, you'd be like, okay, well.
I would see it.
I'm The Rock now.
Well,
this isn't so bad. I didn't draw the short end of the stick here. I didn't get fire powers, but I am The Rock. So,
not so bad.
All right, so that one to me was a disappointment. But I knew it was going to be a disappointment.
So you're not actually disappointed.
So I'm not actually disappointed. I'm just kind of appointed. All right, so there's those two. Next up, the Batman versus Superman. Both the teaser and the trailer.
Yeah.
Now, I said this on Facebook. They,
Wait a minute. Is there a new...
There was a teaser just showed the outfits.
Okay. That's
and then there was a
thought.
Trailer.
Okay.
So they did a teaser for the teaser trailer that was just the symbol, and then it showed Superman's outfit and then Batman's outfit. And they released this teaser in advance of Star Wars Celebration, which I'm assuming was to generate hype for their trailer, because they knew at Star Wars Celebration that there was going to be a new Star Wars trailer.
Yep.
And there was going to be a big talk about that Star Wars trailer on the weekend. So their way of beating it to the punch was to release this teaser for their teaser trailer.
Yep.
But it was so stupid and so lame that nobody was excited about it, because all you did was show two suits that we've already seen a billion times. How is that generating hype?
It was lackluster. Well, they did what they could. And then
and then the actual teaser trailer
hits.
After the Star Wars Force Awakens trailer.
Yes. Well, yes. That's what I was talking about, competition.
Unless you're going to win, you need to wait for a different weekend.
I was watching the news articles and the feeds, and everything was Star Wars that week. And there's this one little thumbnail of Superman versus Batman, and it just kept getting lower and lower and lower on the page. And here's the thing. It's unfair, really, for those two movies to have to compete. Because
they don't come out close to each other.
Right. It's not the same.
That's studio versus studio right there.
But since you tried to do this, you know that this is 2015 is the year of Star Wars. Okay, that's it. You're not gonna
be able to.
They should have
edge in there.
They should have waited.
They should have waited. Something. Had they waited one weekend, just one weekend, they would have owned that weekend. Everybody would have talked about that Batman versus Superman trailer. It's not good. The only talk about it that I saw online was pretty negative. There's the few hangers on that refuse to believe that anything DC Cinematic Universe is bad.
Yeah.
Or that every direction they're taking is the right direction. Oh, this, well, you're just like, you're Marvel fanboys, and you just like your comics dumbed down, and you just like it all fun and games. Well, this is a darker world. Those guys love it no matter what. The overwhelming majority of things that I read, though, were, wow, this is really dark. This looks really dreary, really dark, and really depressing.
Well, there was even that that fellow or that group who went back and retouched up everything.
Brought out the colors?
Yeah, they brought out the color in it.
They did that to Man of Steel, and then they were doing it to this trailer, and it does make a world of difference.
It seemed like everybody was more
because that's the real problem. And, you know, I think a few other sites were talking about this, how they, well, what do you expect? Batman's going to be grim and gritty. That's not the problem everyone has. The problem is that this isn't just a Batman movie. Right. This is also a Superman movie.
Right.
And Superman is not grim and gritty. Superman should be bright. Superman should be across blue skies, and Superman's outfit should be bright blue and red. If you're doing Dark Knight Returns, go look at that book. When you see Superman, he's bright. He's in bright blue and red. There's a shot of Clark standing at this, you know, in the field with the horses, and it's bright, and there's bright colors all around him. That way there's a contrast between him and Batman. Yeah. Without that contrast, there's no the fight doesn't even make sense. Like, who cares? It's just two dark guys fighting each other.
Well, yeah. It seems to me too. At least in the film, and I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen it, of course, but I mean, I saw the trailer, but I haven't seen the movie, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But in Dark Knight, it's like Superman is trying to stop Batman because he's going too far. And it seems like the roles are reversed in this, where Batman is trying to shut Superman down because he's gotten too big for his britches.
Yeah, in the book, it's really that Superman's kind of the government's boy. And they feel like they can't control, and he's come back, and so now they have to send in Superman to take him out. This one, it feels very much like Batman's almost in the paranoid side, and that he's part of the whole, absolute power corrupts absolutely, and this guy's got all this power, so we need to shut him down. So again, you're mining a great work, and you're picking little pieces of it and sprinkle him into your movie, and that's not cool. That's really not cool. That you're taking such a great seminal work that's kind of revolutionized comics, and you're just hacking away at it to get the parts that you like, the ooh-ah moments. Ooh, this'll get them going. Here's Batman in the suit on the street, and there's Superman in the sky. They'll remember that from the book. But there's no context to it now. There's no, you know, they've worked together for so long, they've been friends for so long, you know, they've been allies for so long. There's none of that. It's just this guy taking out this guy, and they both don't know each other. They're just going to fight.
And then Bruce is gone.
Yeah, and he's coming back.
And then he comes back as Batman in that story.
They're also going to try, the rumor is that they're trying to tie in the whole Jason Todd death.
Oh.
And that's why he stopped being Batman. And I mean, this is all rumor, so I'm not spoiling anything because right. It's just a rumor. And that Superman coming in is what brings him back to take out Superman or something. And if that's the case, this is just getting dumber and dumber. You're trying to shoehorn in so many classic storylines into one movie and also use it as the basis to start Justice League. That's insane.
Yeah, that's what wasn't in the trailer was, you know, you see Batman and Superman and you think, oh, this might be cool.
But then you also got to remember they're also going to introduce Wonder Woman and introduce Aquaman and Lex Luthor and Cyborg and maybe the Flash and the Jason Todd character, possibly Carrie Kelly, maybe have Joker in there. It's just like, what? Can you just like slow down for a second? We know you want Avengers. We know you want it. But that doesn't mean you have to tie in every classic DC storyline of all time to get to that.
Right.
I mean, you're already going to be making a mess trying to get to Justice League so fast, but also trying to tie in Death in the Family and Dark Knight Returns and who else knows what else they're going to try and tie into this whole thing. It's too much. But just basing it on the trailer alone, even if I didn't know all this other stuff, I wouldn't want to see that movie because it looks dark and depressing and just dreary and like I would be coming out of the theater with just downtrodden, and I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to go to the movies to feel bad.
I think anymore is a key word. I think some people, and myself included, are, you know, I did that. You know, there was this period.
I like The Crow.
There was this period, where it was like, oh, this is different to have like a dark, serious one, but it's not different anymore. It's the ho-hum thing, and after a while, it's like, I want to walk out of the movie holding my head up.
Yeah.
I want to walk out of the movie feeling like, yes.
This was fun.
I was...
The heroes won, and we did this.
Yes,
and, you know,
that was triumphant, and I feel good about things, and it's kind of like the escapism that Star Wars brought the first time around where...
Definitely.
Everything was dreary. There was, you know, these economic problems and the so-called oil crisis.
And it was all those movies that were grim.
Yeah, and all the...
Dark heroes.
Yeah, all the realism and the anti-hero and all that stuff. And so to have something refreshing was just that. It was refreshing.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we are now. Everything is so heavy and everything. I would like some escapism instead of going to see, that opens up another problem for me. Or just the mood of it or whatever.
Yeah, and I think that Marvel is kind of doing a good job of that with a lot of their comic films. I think they're putting fun back in movies, for sure.
Mostly.
But I feel what you're saying there, especially with Star Wars, that it's going to be a whole different world, and it's not our world, and it's not our problems, and things like that, and it's just somewhere to go where good's fighting evil, and it's abstract, and it's you're just cheering on the good guys, and it's fantasy, and it's whereas I think with this Batman versus Superman that I definitely couldn't take my kids to see it. It looks like it's another one of those, and Warner has it in their head that the Christopher Nolan Batman films are so successful. And we did Green Lantern, and that bombed. That was a bright hero. Let's not do bright heroes. They don't work. Let's do everything dark like our Christopher Nolan Batman movies. And that just doesn't work for me. What works for those films and what people enjoyed in those films, that's great. Go ahead and have a good time with it. They weren't for me, and I definitely don't want to see a whole universe based on that idea. That's no thanks.
Well, it's going back to the way they're coloring comics, which we talked about, and TV shows like, you know, doing Chicago Heat and everything. Mm-hmm. It's just putting this wash over everything so that everything kind of is running together now. It looks the same and has the same feel. My Superman movie doesn't really feel like Batman movie. I know they're both in the film, but like you said, there's got to be some sort of contrast between those two.
It doesn't make sense.
You think about Christopher Reeve, and you think about the Michael Keaton Batman. Those are two very, very different
movies. Totally different.
But very, very enjoyable in their own right, and I don't know. That's missing now. Everything kind of is running together.
We've said it before, but it's all Batman. Like, every character they have is Batman.
Right.
Like, it's, and that's not going to be any fun. I don't want to see a team of Batman. I don't want to see a team of dark heroes. That's just, that's no fun.
It's not fun.
That's not fun at all. I don't want to see that. They're not making an entire team of Wolverines for X-Men because Wolverine's popular. And they're not making every character like that.
Well, maybe they should.
Maybe they should. But, so that's no fun. I don't know if we want to move. Since we're already talking about it, let's talk about the Jared Leto Joker thing before we talk about the Star Wars Force Awakens trailer.
Yeah, because we're saving the best for last.
So the director tweeted out this picture. Exactly. Of Jared Leto fully revealed as Joker. Yeah.
Y'all boys, I got my man James all riled up.
This is terrible. It looks terrible. I mean, it's possibly the worst comic book villain movie design ever. And I'm putting it in the same realm as Mr. Freeze, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Halle Berry's Catwoman. It just is so... Yeah.
That's it. They're laughing at Catwoman.
They're laughing at Catwoman. It's so bad. The only thing that's Joker about it is he has green hair. That's it.
Yep.
Oh,
maybe you didn't see the smile.
I'm so sick of people coming at me and saying, oh, well, Jokers look different a ton of times. I'm sorry, but for 70 freaking years, Joker looked the same in a comic book. He was green hair, bleached white skin, big smile, purple suit. That's Joker.
Yep.
And it's a visual medium, so it carried forward. Just like Batman had pretty much the same look all along. And just like it, the colors changed, but the look was pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And yeah, come back at me and say, well, Michael Keaton wore a black bat suit. Yeah, but it was still a bat suit.
Right.
It was the cowl. The only thing that really changed was the color of the bodysuit. It was black. It was all black. And again, Batman 89 had a different road to hoe than all these current comic movies do. It was a totally different ball game then.
Yeah.
You had to escape the Adam West Batman and get as far away from it as you could. And that included changing a suit that doesn't look like that Adam West suit.
Right.
And so don't come to me and tell me how Michael Keaton's suit was different. Oh, well, you don't have any problem with that. Yeah, you know what? I don't have any problem with that because it was a different ball game then. This is 1989 compared to now, where we've seen Captain America's suit on screen. We've seen Howard the Duck on screen. We've seen all these other things that Marvel's able to put on a screen that's like straight from the comic book. And they've proven that you can do it now.
Right.
So there's no reason that Joker, as the comic, can't work in a movie. Because Marvel's showing you what everything can work in the movie. And they're not having any problems with it. We made Howard the Duck work in a movie. We made Rocket... We made... A talking raccoon,
yeah,
work in a movie.
Yeah.
And over here, they're saying, well, Joker's purple suit. I don't think that's going to work. And bleached white skin, what if he's just maybe kind of pale instead?
What if we tone it down a little
bit? I don't really like the big smile. What if instead he had like a silver grill? Because kids love those grills.
Oh,
that's going to be cool.
Edgy. You know?
Here's another idea.
Talk to me.
Here's another idea.
Talk to me.
He's got a big smile, right?
Okay.
We can't do that.
Oh.
Because that's a comic booky thing.
I agree.
What if we tattooed a smile on his hand?
Okay.
And then he could put like his hand over his mouth like this, in front of his mouth, and you would see the smile.
So it's like a fake smile.
It's like a fake smile, but at the same time, it's part of him.
It's on his body.
And then the people that know the comics will be like, I see. I see the reference.
You know, that works. My daughter had the music television on the other day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was, you know, playing a music video from that thrash metal band.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pearl Jam, I think
I've heard
called.
Of them. Mm-hmm.
Pearl Jam, yeah.
Pearl Jam.
The thrash metal
Pearl
band.
Pearl Jams.
And there were some guys in the video that had tattoos. They had skin ink, their skin.
See, that's what I mean, like tattoos.
And that seemed to be edgy. That's what the kids like. So
maybe instead of one smile, we'll do two. We'll do one on the hand and one on the arm. Because if one's good, then two has got to be better.
What if he was like real crazy and had some tattoos like on his body too?
What if he had them all over? What if he laughs, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if he put like a bunch of ha's?
Sometimes.
Like a bunch of ha's.
Oh.
Like if he was like, oh, I like to laugh.
You mean like ha, 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 ha.
I'll just point at my chest instead,
okay,
though. I get the joke.
Yeah.
And then he points at the ha's.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they like the clown posses.
Yeah, the
you've heard of the clown posse,
crazy clown CCP,
the ice, yeah, those guys, the crazy posses, those guys, they like those guys, right?
I've heard that.
What if we put a jester? What if we put a jester tattoo on the other chest, the other side of a chest? Put the crazy jester from the clown posses.
How's this going to be seen?
He just won't wear a shirt. He just won't wear a shirt.
Oh, that's provocative.
And then girls will definitely want to get texts from him.
That's provocative.
Because he'll be in good shape and he'll have his shirt off.
My daughter loves men without shirts.
She'll say, I would text this guy. And then also, here's another thing. Here's something.
Talk to me.
Instead of having to say his name, he could have his name tattooed across his abdomen.
Somebody
he
else.
Could say, Joker.
I've seen something like that before.
I'm a Joker. And he could point before. He could point to his abs. He could like flex his abs. And also point and say...
So he doesn't even have to say his name.
It just points at... I'm doing it right now.
You just point to it.
Eh.
I like... Tom, I like where your head is.
See what I mean?
I like where your head's at.
I think we go with it.
You know what? Let's not give it any further thought.
Just do it.
Just green light.
Just do it. So that's what they do. Instead of doing the Joker character, they do a whole different character. I don't care what he acts like.
Right.
I don't care. It's a visual medium.
Yeah.
Why is it so wrong that characters from a visual medium actually look like those characters?
Right.
What's wrong with that? And quit telling me Jared Leto is such a great actor. Okay, that's great. He's a great actor. It doesn't change the way he looks. I'm pulling the cord all over the place. It doesn't change the way he looks. I don't care what he acts like. He can be the greatest Joker actor of all time. Great. It's not going to change the way he looks, though.
Well, he won't be. Here's what bothers me about it, and I'm really projecting, and obviously I can't get into these guys' heads, you know, mm-hmm. who made this decision, but Heath Ledger was a controversial pick.
And that's when different looks from Joker started.
Right, and everybody ranted and raved about his performance, which I thought he was an interesting part in the movie, but if you step back and look at really what he was doing...
Wasn't Joker.
It's not... Well, it wasn't Joker, but it wasn't a difficult thing to do. It's not difficult. Mm-hmm. You listen to most actors, as soon as they get makeup on or a mask or something, that stuff just kind of comes out naturally. And he didn't do anything that was over the top crazy or anything.
No.
That was a magnificent performance. You know, it wasn't Oscar worthy or anything.
I'm
like
sorry.
That.
Yeah, I agree.
But it was edgy, and there was all these Joker on all the shirts, and why so serious?
Yeah.
You know, okay, I can do that. You know, I know.
I can lick my lips.
Yeah, you can lick your lips all day. Just be a little creepy. I mean, just be creepy. You know, anybody can figure out different creepy things. What if I was eating pudding all day?
Yeah.
I could come in here and eat pudding.
That would creep me out, man.
So it feels to me just like they've got that in mind. Only that Joker in mind, and mm-hmm. and how can we
top that?
How can we up the stakes?
How can we make this guy like seem like he's really the bad guy?
How can we win back that same crowd who's a fan of that Joker?
That Joker.
But without doing
that Joker again,
right?
Because then everybody said, "Well, you're just copying our boy Heath,
right?
The greatest Joker ever."
Which I guarantee the performance is going to be probably somewhere in that ballpark anyway.
Yeah.
So for me. Not because of any... I don't have an allegiance to Jack Nicholson Joker, although that is my favorite Joker.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with somebody else doing it. I would have more respect if they said, you know what? We already did the Heath Ledger thing. We went out on a limb there. Let's pull it back and see if we can really do like a definitive Joker this time and surprise people that way. Surprise people. Because this, honestly... I'm not surprised at all.
This picture just screams trying too hard.
That's what it seems like, and it's exactly what I expected.
It's exactly I didn't think it would be as bad as this, but it's what I expected to be. You know, this guy's going to be BA. Mm-hmm. That's what they were shooting for with that design.
Right.
They wanted that BA crowd. They wanted people to look at that picture and go, "Whoa, Joker's a BA.
Yeah.
That's what he is." No, how about you just do Joker?
There was also some publicity things. They were trying to make a big deal about, see Jared Leto with his green hair.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, Joker has green hair, so...
That's totally expected.
Not a surprise.
He's going to have green hair.
But also, he's in a rock band, and he's been dyeing his hair different colors for the last 5 or 6 years or something, however long he's been doing it. I've seen him with pink hair. I've seen him with red hair. He's probably had green hair before this. Blue hair. I mean...
I almost kind of feel bad that he's stuck with this look because I think Jared Leto could play a good Joker.
I think he could too. You know,
if he was able to play the comic book Joker, but he's not going to be able to play the comic book Joker.
Right.
He's going to have to play whatever Joker David Ayers and the Suicide Squad people want. That's the Joker he's going to have to play. And you can tell by the look of it what Joker they want.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm sick of the whole different interpretations thing because if they showed the new Spider-Man suit. and it was a pink dress and a cowboy hat, you would not be behind it. You wouldn't be saying, well, that's great. It's a different interpretation of Spider-Man. I can't wait to see it. It's a different interpretation of Spider-Man.
I think there's a group that would.
There probably would be a group that would be cool with it.
Yeah.
Well, let's give it a chance, guys. Let's give it a chance. I'm tired of giving things chances.
This is relevant.
I don't understand when comic book fans, well, they're not comic book fans mostly, they're saying it, but when and we as just became so accepting of these huge alterations and distances from these characters just under the pretense that it's a different interpretation. Well, it's a different interpretation. I don't want a different interpretation. I want the thing that's been around for 70 years.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Let me see a Joker.
Ugh. Hate that. And the other thing that's killing me now is the people that are trying to claim, oh, that was just a joke for the 75th anniversary. He's not going to look like that in the movie. Where did that come from? Where did you decide that it's a joke for the 75th anniversary?
Yeah,
and I'm sorry, I don't get the joke.
Doesn't make sense.
What does that joke, what does that picture have to do with the 75th anniversary of Joker? Nothing.
Nothing.
It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that's...
They're getting that because...
That's somebody being, having some wishful thinking.
Oh, they're total wishful thinking.
Really.
Now, am I saying that it's not possible that at some point he won't be have the tattoos and won't look like that? Of course not. It's possible that he won't look like that.
Sure.
But to claim that that picture is just a joke and that he's not going to look like that in the movie, you're insane. You're crazy because the director of the movie tweeted that out as the reveal picture of Joker. Why would he tweet out a picture that has nothing to do with the way Joker looks in the movie, stir up all this controversy about people hating it and other people that are latching onto it and saying, well, it's BA and that's what I want? It's a pointless endeavor. Why would you do that? It has nothing to do with the 75th anniversary of Joker to be a joke.
It's not a joke.
It's not a joke. You're grasping at straws.
Mm.
The only proof we have is the one picture that's been tweeted out by the director and retweeted by Zack Snyder. That's what Joker is going to look like at least at some point in the movie.
Right.
And blurry pictures of Jared Leto's cell phone and some picture that looks like it's completely photoshopped aren't proof of the other direction. It's just not.
Right.
That's crazy to think that you're going to take those pictures over the one sent out by the director.
Yeah. The official one. I told y'all, got my boy.
I'm not seeing it.
Got my boy James all riled up.
I'm not going to see it. I don't care what he does.
I know you're not going to see it.
I have no interest. I don't care.
Well, you might change your mind if you saw Will Smith in his
his Deadshot outfit. That's dope.
Is that who he's supposed to be?
He's Deadshot.
It just looked like he was wearing a trench coat and a pimp hat.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure that's just his day clothes, and he'll have a regular Deadshot outfit on at some point. You know, I'm not sure about that, because I've seen the picture of Joker.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if he's going to ever have anything else than that on.
Welcome to Earth. Welcome to Earth, James.
There was this whole article on... I'm riled up, man. I hate the DC Cinematic Universe.
I told y'all I got my boy James riled up.
There's this article saying that DC really has kind of no direction. There's no driving force that's... Like Kevin Feige, I think that's how you say his name, over at the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is making sure everything's tied together, and he's kind of directing the ship.
Yeah.
He's not directing any of the movies or anything like that, but he's like the overall producer and the creative force that's tying it all together, and that's why it's working. Because there's one guy, and he's deciding what works and what's not working for the whole thing to tie together. And there's nobody like that over DC. They got Zach doing his movies, and they got this David Ayer's guy doing his movies, and they're all kind of putting their own spin on everything.
How's
it going to mesh together?
They're scrambling to catch up with Avengers, and seems to me like if they just took their time and followed the same course, give everybody their own movie, make sure there's some sort of cohesiveness, and then do your Justice League movie later.
Do it then.
People would watch that.
Yeah,
and I'm sure people are going to see this movie. They're going to make their money back, and that's going to be a signal to them. They're not listening to what the...
No, not at all. They're doing what they want to do.
They just, as long as that dollar comes in...
That's all they care about.
That's it.
Yeah, if they would have done just like an individual movie for each one and put all their efforts into making sure that movie was really good, just like Marvel was doing. They made sure that Iron Man movie was great. They made sure that Thor movie was great. They made sure that Cat movie was great. And they sprinkled in little things to tie in for a future.
I want to know, where was DC while all this was going on? I mean, that was...
They were making Green Lantern.
Those movies were
spread... And finishing off the Nolan films.
Those movies were spread out over, you know, several years, and it's not like they couldn't see it coming or see, like, hey, you know what, this is going to... And then there was rumors that they were going to do Avengers, and...
Yeah.
DC should have just said, okay...
They should have started stepping up their game then.
We'll do...
But they didn't.
Do that. We'll put this Nolan Batman down, or do that and do a...
Yeah.
You know, do somebody else. Do a Wonder Woman movie or whatever.
And, you know, if you disagree and you like those films, that's great. That's cool, man. If you're looking forward to it, I'm not saying you can't. Go ahead.
James will let you do
that. That's just not for me. And I'm not going to sit and just say, oh, it's great. It's great. I'm going to say what I don't like about it.
You should say what you don't like.
I'm just
going
to say what I don't like about it. And you don't have to agree with me.
This is your show.
Yeah, you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to say I'm a hater.
This is an opinion show, by the way. I don't know if anybody
This is totally opinions.
This is an opinion show.
You know, if you don't like it, you're called a hater. And if you don't like it, you don't like anything. And you don't like it because you like the Star Wars trailer better. That's why you don't like it. No, I don't like it because I don't like it.
Right.
That's why I don't like it. Is because I don't like it.
Right.
So and there's nothing wrong with that. Just like you like it. You can like it. That's fine.
You can like it.
I don't like it.
And you can start your own podcast and you can talk about how great it
you
is.
You can. You can go crazy talking about how great it is. But this is our show, and so I'm going to say what I want to say.
Action Features. America.
Yeah.
America. This is America.
So let's get off the bad.
America.
And let's get on to the really, really good.
Yeah. So I'm sure y'all heard of a little movie called Star Wars.
It's called The Force Awakens.
It's called A Star World. And the new one is A Force Awakens. And so... Previously, the last thing that was revealed was the teaser trailer, and we talked about that on this show, and some of you might remember if you had been listening for that long. If you hadn't, I'll just bring you up to speed real quickly. Neither James or I were very thrilled with that trailer. I think we both just felt like it was just kind of quickly thrown together, lacking in any... real ties to the original, the movies that we love, which is what we've been promised, was all this, a nostalgic feel, and we didn't feel like it had any nostalgia whatsoever in it.
It really just felt like a new Star Wars movie that had nothing to do with the classic trilogy movies, other than the shot of the Falcon.
Right.
Other than that, it just felt like...
And it was easily forgotten and put away. So we weren't sure what to, where this was going or what to make of any of it, and I think maybe not on air... maybe not on the show, but definitely in personal conversations, we're like, "Well, let's just wait and see. Let's see what the next trailer provides." So the new trailer hits, and man, I talk about redemption.
Oh my goodness, dude, it was so. I mean, I watched the celebration panel leading up to it.
Yeah,
and I had to leave to get the kids. And I had my phone playing in my car with the live stream panel.
Which is unsafe, by the way.
I wasn't watching it. I was just having it play so I know when the trailer hit.
You had it taped to your steering wheel.
I had it taped to my steering wheel. And I had a set of goggles. And I just taped it to the front of the goggles. And I was just driving by my own feelings. I was trusting my feelings like a Han World.
Like a Han World.
Yeah. I was letting my senses guide me.
Yeah.
So it started. And I was like, I'm going to pull over and just give this my attention. And so I pulled over at Meyer or something like that, and when that voiceover started, I got chills.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, now this is more like it. You know, like, okay, even if it was just that,
yeah,
that was enough. Like, okay, they gave me a little bit of Luke.
Yep.
Even though it was just a recording of old Return of the Jedi lines, it was old Return of the Jedi lines. I heard he did re-record.
Yeah,
But that's only the reverb behind it. Like, the main vocal parts are straight from Return of the Jedi.
Hmm.
And then there's a reverb behind it that he currently recording the same lines.
Hmm.
But either way, that would have been enough. But by the end of the trailer, and we'll talk about the whole trailer.
Sure.
I just want to say that I did yell in my car. I yelled out loud. I was like, yeah! I was so excited.
America!
And I was so... I haven't yelled at a trailer, I don't think, ever.
Yeah.
I've loved trailers, but I don't think I've actually felt that emotion where I needed to, like, vocalize it. I needed to, like...
Yeah.
Yell. And then I immediately called you and said, you need to watch this.
This is a new trailer for our beloved, probably the most beloved franchise. And I will say that I was too young. Maybe you caught, I think you said you saw Jedi in the theater, but I missed all that. So I didn't have any of the trailers. I didn't have any lead up to any of these movies.
I saw Jedi at the drive-in.
And I was excited about Phantom Menace, but that we all know what that was like. But this... Man, from the beginning, even like before Luke starts talking, the music cues and it's perfect. And there's the shot of the speeder in the distance going across the desert.
You see that Star Destroyer?
Star Destroyer
and
that's the
X-wing out there.
Perfect.
It was great. It was like wow.
Yeah.
It really feels like it's after a big battle, and it's we've gone through the big fight, and this is picking up the pieces now.
This feels like a continuation of the other three movies.
More than, you know, I mean, it's obviously the prequel trilogy isn't a continuation, but it feels way more connected right off the bat to the classic movies than the prequels did, because there was no connecting piece, really, it felt like.
Right. And the voiceover, and there was the shots of Leia getting the lightsaber. And
which we assume is Leia.
We assume.
We assume it's Luke touching R2.
We assume it's Luke with the robot hand touching R2.
The Darth Vader melted helmet.
All that stuff was it tied all the new characters that we weren't sure about before. It somehow tied all that in, and it made it relevant, and it looked like... Well, I don't want to get to the end of it. What else? What else in the trailer? What else? I loved the X-wings.
I loved the TIE fighters.
I loved the X-wings from the first.
Yeah, yeah. The X-wings always looked cool.
But
I just read online. Somebody posted. There's so many Ralph McQuarrie influences.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize this, but that X-wing design is dead on his X-wing design.
Oh, really?
Like with the split engine and stuff.
Yeah.
It's the Ralph McQuarrie X-wing.
Oh.
And there's so many things in there that are Ralph McQuarrie. That's genius, man. To go back and say, you know what? We don't need a ton of new designers. Let's just look what Ralph did.
He great stuff. Everybody seems to love his designs. Why not use them?
That's brilliant. Yeah. I mean, they went overboard with the prequels to try and get away from McQuarrie, it seemed like. It was so different. And that's one of the things that JJ talked about during the panel, that he really wanted this to feel connected to the classic trilogy in design and in the used galaxy and the practical effects to really feel like that it was before. And this trailer really drove that home.
Yeah.
Like, everything in it just felt so connected.
Yeah, it felt
like it was the next step from Return of the Jedi.
The
Stormtroopers looked cool.
Stormtroopers are cool.
The TIE fighter pilot looked really cool.
I
like
that, and I like that. Speaking of the TIE fighters, there's a quick snippet of they're having a battle in a hangar, and this TIE fighter is kind of like just starting to fly a little bit, and it's hovering through, and it just looks cool. It just looks like. Cool and practical. It looks I'm trying to think of what
Kylo
else.
Ren looked really cool, the bad guy.
Oh yeah,
the lightsaber thing. I mean, you only catch a snippet of it, but it wasn't the first thing I thought about. Like it was just like, oh, there's a cool looking bad guy with a lightsaber.
Just,
you know,
It was just part of it.
Yeah,
it made everything more acceptable. It was just a more well put together trailer.
Really
overall,
was
and I
cut
feel
well,
like,
showed you a good amount of stuff, got you hyped. Teased just enough of some of those classic characters, like where you think that's Luke, oh, that's probably Leia. There's Luke's lost lightsaber, you know, that's the lightsaber from Cloud City, you know, and I wonder what that's going to tie into it, and how these new characters are going to tie in with finding that lightsaber, and you know, and just like, but there were also like little tiny character moments, like where the girl kind of looks up and she's like, like the screen's real tight on her. The stormtrooper guy, you know, clasping hands and her helping him up.
I felt like they were a part of that world now all of a sudden because of everything.
Because the connections
to
the old ones.
Everything surrounding it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Just like Lando was a new introduced character in Empire, he still became part of that world. And now I'm feeling like these new characters are going to become part of the Luke and Leia and Han world. Right. You know, like,
you know, it would be great if they get Lando into the next
one. In the next one?
We'll,
I think it would be too.
It'd be a
good bit of serendipity.
Talk about that later.
Lando first appears in the second movie of the classic trilogy and first appears in the second movie of the new trilogy. Man, it was just...
And then you get
it was
to
just
the,
so
you
good.
Get to the end. I mean...
You kind of think the trailer's over.
You told me to watch... You hadn't seen anything of Han yet. And, you know, you didn't know what was coming. I didn't know what to expect. I was kind of just, like, watching it. And the screen goes black. And then you hear that voice. And I was like... That's Han, and I knew that you were gonna see
if they just stopped it right there.
Yeah,
if it would have just been black screen and him saying Chewie, I'd have been like, "Holy moly, that's Han Solo!"
It was a moment, and I got a chill. I got chills.
I've got chills right now just thinking about it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. That's what we were talking about a little bit earlier. Is just that trailer immediately. My doubts are gone, but I'm also feeling like a kid again. I feel like there's some hope. I feel like good can triumph over evil. I feel all those things that the original trilogy originally intended to convey.
Mm-hmm.
And just in that trailer, and I hope that the movie does the same thing. But that's more of... That's where I am. I want to see that. I want to, like... That's a good feeling.
Yep.
I got this rush. I didn't get, you know... bogged down, and it wasn't like, oh man, this looks like a like a little slugfest, you know, it's going to be, you know,
yeah.
Powers only type deal. It seemed like I had this.
I was this adrenaline. Euphoric. And
this,
it was
this jubilation.
I was so happy. Like I was just really, really happy. Like the good guys are back. You know, like that's they're do-gooders and they're back and they're going to do good. Yeah. And it was just like it was the first time in like any time I can remember where I wanted to call my friends and have them experience this too. Like you got to see this. This is going to make you feel good too. Like, and it was just like. Like he says, you know, we're home. I felt like I was home. Like,
yeah, it's like going back.
I'm back. And, yeah, you know, like I'm a kid again. And that drawing that went around on Facebook, and I sent it to you. Yeah. It's this little cartoon, and it's got a guy that's, you know, is middle aged, and he's at a computer, and he's, you know, grumbling. He said, "Oh, I didn't really like the prequels, but I guess this new Force Awakens trailer is hitting. I guess I'll give it a chance." And then the next shot is him as a little kid with in front of that screen, smiling with all his Star Wars toys. That's exactly it, man. That guy nailed it. Yeah, whoever drew that, he nailed it. Yeah. That's the exact feeling.
Yeah, you should post that on the.
I'll post it on the page. Yeah,
but yeah, that's exactly what it felt like. And why not want to walk away from something like that? And after feeling that, I didn't. You know, I didn't even watch the Superman Batman trailer for a week or something.
Yeah,
like that,
there was a leak of it, and I was like, I don't even want
to
watch the leak.
I saw what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
And I rode that wave. And Nate brought up something. He was talking with his friend Tim at work. Hello, Tim, if you're listening. They were talking about not like replaying the trailer over, like not because originally you wouldn't have been able to do so.
Yeah.
And I did rewatch it once because I, you know.
Yeah,
I was like, "What did I just see?" Yeah. I rewatched it, but I haven't watched it again since.
Really,
and I've kind of just been relishing this, you know, this memory of it and the memory of all that instead of, you know, hounding myself with it, which is what I tend to do anyway. I have a, but yeah, so it's just an experience. I feel like this is still going to be an experience, and this year and just the whole thing. I'm looking forward to
it. It's everything. It's just. It's something we as fans never thought we'd see again. We never thought we'd see Harrison Ford back as Han Solo and Chewbacca. The prequels are the prequels. You get new actors, you do new things. But the idea that we would get more adventures of Han and Luke and Leia was just it was just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And it really, even though the voiceover was cool and it was cool having Luke, it was like, okay, those are Return of the Jedi lines. They could be just like they used Obi-Wan's voiceover in Attack of the Clones trailer, I think, at one point. It really hit home right then. Like, that's Han and Chewie. And we're going to see more of Han and Chewie on the Falcon.
I didn't think there would be any more good Star Wars movies.
Oh, I thought it was over.
After episode one.
It was done.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
It was a good ride, and I...
And, you know, we could be disappointed. We could go into this and be disappointed.
Could be,
But we don't know the story.
Right.
Like, in our heads, I think that's one of the problems with the prequels, is growing up, we all knew that Vader... You know, we heard the story from Obi-Wan. Mm-hmm. We know that he... was seduced by the dark side and he turned, and so we all had stories in our heads of what Anakin went through and what he became and his and Obi-Wan's friendship and all these different things that it's really impossible to live up to. You know, it was impossible for George to live up to everybody's ideas and expectations because everybody's got their own version of it, and what you do isn't going to be what everybody else is going to do.
Right.
Whereas this is totally new territory. We have no idea what happens to Luke and Leia and Han, other than books and things like that, but those are always just books.
Right.
So there's no expectation going into it as to what the story would be unfulfilled. You know, to go, well, my idea for Anakin was better, and my thoughts on Anakin and Obi-Wan's was this. So that's a good thing, you know, that there's a better chance of being...
clean slate.
Yeah.
The other thing, in sort of in regard to that, is that in the prequels, I don't want to... get into a prequel bashing session, but
definitely not.
But just in contrast to that, you know, you really had a bad guy as the main character the whole time.
Yeah.
In the prequels, even though Anakin was supposed to be good, he was real whiny. It's very unlikable. It was, you know,
totally unlikable.
Most of the characters were unlikable, and even Obi-Wan, who I liked, was sort of taking backseat to Anakin and was just getting kind of dumped on the whole time by him. It was like.
Where's the friendship?
Where's the friendship for one? Where's the whole sense of good versus evil and good conquering did not happen.
Well, it was all this thing where are the Jedi good guys really, or are they kind of bad guys? You know, because they kind of do kind of meanish things throughout the, and there's no like
And they seemed...
The great thing is that Luke was unique, and Vader was unique, right. and the Emperor ended up being unique. But everybody else was just, like, normal guys and girls, you know, like... And there was, like, characters you could identify with because you didn't have powers, you know, like...
Right.
Han, you could be Han. You could be Leia, and you could be Lando, and you could be, you know, all these other characters that didn't have powers. Whereas in the prequels, it's nothing but powers. It's the powers only.
It's the powers only.
It's just a bunch of powers. Everybody's, dudes with powers.
Yep.
No connection.
Yeah. So my point, I guess, is that in the new one, it feels like, well, once again, there's hope, and that there's going to be good guys in this, and there's going to be something to root for instead of just being on this downward trajectory
yep.
where, okay, this is headed towards somebody, you know, losing his limbs and his,
exactly.
and his soul.
They're going to be it's going to be a big fight, and they're going to be not friends anymore.
And he's going to whine the whole time.
Yep.
He's just...
I'm so excited to see this movie with my kids. Like, I'm so excited to see this movie, like, and enjoy this movie with them and just have a good time at the movies and laugh and... You know, see heroes and not have to worry about, you know, is this going to be too dark? Are they going to do these things? Or is this guy going to seem like he's like a real terrorist? Or is this guy going to be, you know, too dark? And is this going to be... I'm just going to go to the movies with the kids and just have a great time.
Yeah.
And that's exciting, man. That's so much more exciting than the dark takes on this and dark take on that. Oh, this is grim and gritty and realistic. You won't see a take like this before. I don't care. I don't want to see that take.
You have
I just
want
to go to the movies
before.
And have a great time with my kids. And that's going to be this movie. Like, I really don't care about any movie coming out between now and then. I just want to see this movie.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's...
Avengers is coming out this weekend, and it could be great. I mean, I don't really have that many problems with Marvel movies. Iron Man 3 kind of put a huge damper on it for me, but I've enjoyed the ones other than that. I don't know if I'm rushing out to see it.
Well, it's also
kind of more of the same.
The bombardment of
comic book movies, and it in general. It's just Avengers the movie and its overhypedness. But the Star Wars movie, I'm going to do my best to avoid spoilers. Like, I'll watch trailers and stuff, but I'm trying my best to not hear anything else.
Yeah, me too. And I'm proud to say that I've been successful.
Yeah, I've seen a picture or two.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I've stayed pretty much away. I sneaked a peek, but I've stayed away from storyline and like plot points and things like that.
Once again, Yahoo's got another spoiler.
They love ruining stuff.
Another spoiler.
They love it.
Article with the spoiler in the title.
Mm-hmm.
Scene revealed that reveals so and so has this, you know, this power or whatever. Whoa!
I don't want to know that.
If I want to know, I'll click on.
I'll click on that. Don't tell me in the title.
Don't tell me.
Oh, we should talk real quick too about Rogue One.
Oh yeah,
because there was a little teaser for Star Wars Rogue One, which I wasn't super excited about Rogue One. It was just like, okay, well, it's not really part of the, you know, the new trilogy, and it's kind of close to the other movie. I still wish they were spread out more.
Yeah,
but I got a lot more excited about Rogue One after that panel and after that trailer to hear the idea that it's leading into Episode 4. No powers, no Jedis, no nothing.
Right.
It's the band of rebels that steal the Death Star plans.
Yeah.
The rogue pilots.
I do like that idea.
I think it's good. They said it's more like a war movie / heist movie.
Right.
That's going to be great. That's going to be fun.
I do like that idea.
And the teaser was really cool.
Yeah. I still haven't seen that teaser.
It's up and gone real quick.
Right.
It's just Obi-Wan doing a voiceover. And for anybody, I think I told you already, but for anybody that hasn't seen it, it's like a jungle planet, and like the camera's kind of flying above the woods, and Obi-Wan's voiceover from Episode 4, where he talks about, for over 1,000 generations, the Jedi Knights were the guardians of peace and justice in the before the dark times, before the Empire. You see a TIE fighter fly by. As you come over the hill or the crest or whatever, you're seeing a silhouette kind of form in the sky, and it's the Death Star, like, above this planet. And then it cuts away, and then the logo kind of comes up in snippets, and you see it say Star Wars Rogue One Anthologies. So it's Star Wars Anthologies Rogue One. That's what we're going to call all the spinoff movies. And then you get a bunch of chatter, like of calm chatter of a battle or a fight or something like that. I'm down.
I
want to see that.
Sounds cool.
I really want to see that. Like, that
sounds good.
It sounds good. You sound just like Jetpack Man.
Yeah, I've been working
on it. You working on that?
Yeah, I've been working
That's
on it.
Cool,
yeah,
dude. I like the fact that it's tied into the classic trilogy. I like that it's kind of a missing piece of the classic trilogy. I think that's neat. I like that it's not based around a fan favorite character or something like that right off the bat. like a Boba Fett movie or something, right. you know, or that would That's be the logical thing to jump to right off
That's
the
what
bat.
I thought it was going
to
be.
That'll be fun. I think that'll be fun. I think it'll make some for some fun toys, and it'll be a nice little a break between 7 and 8, maybe, you know? All right, so that wraps it up. Without a doubt, Force Awakens wins the trailer war.
Oh, hands down.
I said this to you. I think I said this to you. I may have said it online. It's been my favorite. I haven't had this feeling about a trailer since Batman Returns.
Mm.
It had that same kind of feeling where it's familiar character with more adventures. Like, I know this character. I know that character. And I can't wait to see more adventures of him.
I did sort of feel like that with Crystal Skull.
Yeah, that's true. It had that feeling. It was a good trailer, too.
I was very excited about that.
I wasn't quite this excited, though.
No, not quite.
I kind of forgot about the Crystal Skull because it was so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that this movie will be handled better than that movie.
Definitely, because George is involved.
Sorry, George.
Sorry, George.
You did good. You did a lot.
You did good when you did good.
You're responsible for a lot of good stuff, but...
You made it happen.
You know.
Then you should have walked away.
You should have walked away.
You should have been like Blaze when he heard about another Transformers movie.
Just walk away.
Just walk away.
Leave them wanting more.
Yeah. All right, man. I guess that wraps it up.
That's it.
If you have any opinions on any of this, or if you want to share your thoughts in the trailers, please head over to the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/actionfeatures, and share your thoughts, post on this topic, talk about it on iTunes review. We don't get any iTunes reviews ever.
Dot word.
People never talk on the iTunes.
Dot exe.
So, yeah, go do that. And have fun out there, people of radio world.